Sorry if the notes are not recorded in your bulletin, because I was not requested to do so. Now, this message that I'm going to give this morning was given 9.5 years ago, May 1995. At that time, the name or the title of that message was entitled "The Years That the Locusts Have Eaten." The Years That the Locusts Have Eaten. Now, why am I choosing this title or this message to be repeated this morning? Because it has to do with your study of on the book of Judges. And I'm going to entitle this message for this morning as "The Lost Years in Judges." You are studying the book of Judges, and oftentimes you come across the text that Israel was taken over by certain other alien kingdoms. And the number of years were stated. How many years they were under slavery under a foreign power. And as a result, we find that they were away from the Lord during that time. And God had to raise up a deliverer to deliver them from their enemies. Now, the Holy Spirit had been very particular in recording the number of years Israel was enslaved by the foreign countries. And it is this number of years that we are going to study this morning. But first, as a background, we need to consider these lost years in Judges to refer to the years when the Lord sent Israel into captivity at the hands of their enemies. These years were not reckoned in God's calendar, not counted in God's calendar. As far as God was concerned, the nation of Israel during those years did not exist. They were lost years eaten by the locusts. You know what locusts can do. The swarm of locusts that attack the harvest can eat up and consume everything in the path, and everything will just be gone. Now, the text we are going to take is from Joel chapter 1 and verse 4. And it reads like this: "Tell you your children of it, let your children tell their children and their children another generation, that which the palmer worm has left has the locust eaten, and that which the locust has left has the canker worm eaten, and that which the canker worm has left has the caterpillar eaten." Complete consummation of everything in the past. Now, these would be called the years that the locusts have eaten. However, God also has given a promise that these years which the locusts have eaten will be restored. And God says, "I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you." Now, perhaps in your Bible, you may have a different translation of all these worms, because originally in the Hebrew, these words are very difficult to translate. They do not occur elsewhere, and therefore, palmer worm and canker worm, these are strange words, unique words, and therefore translators have difficulty in translating them. Well, whatever it is, what is to be understood and comprehended by all of us is there are years in our lives that we live, and if they are not lived for God, they are years that have been lost, years that the locusts have eaten. However, God promises that these years will be restored. Not the years when you went away. The years that you spent away from the Lord will be lost. But your relationship with God will be still there. Your relationship with God is not lost. Your position before God is still intact. And in the future day, He will restore that relationship as we see He would do so with Israel. The context for which we have no time to read is from Joel chapter 2, verses 21 to 27. Now, let's go on to the understanding what the years that the locusts had eaten actually mean. Now, you know, of course, when the locusts come and attack a field of harvest, they will consume everything in their paths. Views of what the worms could mean. I pointed out just now that some of these words are difficult to translate, and therefore there are different people, Bible scholars, cannot understand what these words are. Some of them think that they have a reference to the life cycle of the locust. Now, it doesn't look like it, because in chapter 1 and verse 4 of Joel, we read of the palmer worm, and then we read of the locust, then the canker worm, and the caterpillar. Whereas in the life cycle of the locust, you have the egg stage, the pupa stage, the caterpillar stage, and the imago, or the adult stage. In chapter 1 verse 4, we do not have this order of development. So, may not refer to the little cycle of the locust. The cycle of the locust. Or some people think that it may be an allegorical reference to the alien armies that attack Israel. Because in Revelation chapter 9, verses 1 to 12, we find that there will be locusts coming out from the bottomless pit and attacking the people during the time of the great tribulation. Now, therefore, they suggest that the different worms named in the list of the locusts could be, first one, the attack by the Babylonian army, the Babylonian Empire, and then after that we have the Medo-Persian Empire and the Greek Macedonian Empire and the Roman Empire, which stretched far up to the British Isles and to north of Africa. And so you would see the development of how Israel was conquered from the very beginning to the very end. But again, it doesn't look like it, because again, as I pointed out, the text of the worms mentioned will not show us how it developed from the small to the biggest. But there was a meaning, and there was a mixture of it. Therefore, perhaps it could be just special species of the locust. But whatever it is, these are not important. For us, what is important is that there are years in our life that can be eaten by the locusts. Therefore, let us stress on that, the years eaten by the locusts. What is the concept behind it? These years behind the locusts. Now, we have examples, definite examples in the Bible of how these years can be eaten by the locusts. What? The first example we will refer to is the lost years in the wilderness wanderings. When the people of Israel were condemned to 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, those were years of loss and eaten by the locusts. Numbers, if you care to read, chapter 14, verses 32 to 35 will give us the context. The children of Israel were told at Kadesh Barnea to send out 12 spies into the land of Canaan to conquer the land, so that they would be able to possess, to spy out the land first, so that the armies of Israel could then attack the land and conquer the land. But 10 spies came back and said, no, we cannot conquer that land because there are giants there. We cannot conquer. Joshua and Caleb came back and said, we can. Let us go forward. And people listened to the 10 reporters of bad news and they refrained from attacking. As a result, God punished them. All those 20 years old and older were not allowed to live and to enter the land of Canaan. They all had to die in the wilderness, condemned for their unbelief and disobedience. Now, what is interesting is this. Of the 40 years, the first 2 years are recorded for us in Numbers, very clearly, in detail. The last year, the 40th year before they entered the promised land, was recorded for us in Deuteronomy. The 37 years in between are recorded for us in Numbers chapter 33, 1 to 49, all squeezed into one chapter. All squeezed into one chapter. There was hardly any record of their years in between the beginning and the end of their punishment in the wilderness. I wonder whether our years are spent like that in our Christian life. Beginning when we trusted the Lord, very active, serving the Lord. In between the time when, from in between that time and the time when we are about to leave this earth, when we say, Lord, please forgive me and take me back. In between, we live our own life. Those years are lost, eaten by the locusts, as I'm going to prove later. Now, look at what is recorded in Numbers chapter 33. Verses 1 to 49, of the 37 years that they were wandering in the wilderness. This is a repeated record. Again and again, you read these words. And these are the journeys according to their goings out. And they departed from Ramesses, and the children of Israel removed from Ramesses, and pitched in Succoth, and they departed from Succoth, and pitched in Itham, and so on. They departed, they removed, they pitched a tent, they departed, they removed, they pitched a tent. Is your life like this? Coming out from your home, coming to church, going back to church, going back to your home, and the rest of the week, your life. The days are lost. The months are lost. The years are lost. Eaten by the locusts. What is your life? Could your life fill up a book, or could your life just fill up a page in that book of your life on earth? Years the locusts have been eaten. Let's see the characteristics of the lost years. Firstly, because of the disobedience and unbelief, the Lord Himself had declared that they, those who had not believed, over 20 years old and older, would die in the wilderness. And so it was, there was no progress. They were just wandering around and around. As you will read in chapter 14, verses 26 to 30, 32 to 35. Now in verses 1 to 4 of chapter 14, when they heard the news, the report of the 10 spies, they said, oh, the Lord has delivered us from Egypt in order for us to die in the wilderness, to be conquered and to be killed by the Canaanites. Oh, we would like to go back to Egypt. And if you have such a longing, then of course, the journey before you will be just a wilderness journey. There will be no fruits. And therefore, the Lord will still decree and give you your wishes. And the Lord will make you just wander around and around and round and round. Is that your Christian life? So the wanderings between Kadesh and Red Sea, 40 years they were in the wilderness. Now it's so simple, isn't it? They could just cross when they came out from Ramesses over to Canaan very easily in just a short time. But God put them down here, and then at Kadesh Barnea, God sent out the spies. But the spies returned and said, No, they could not conquer. And as a result, God made them wander in the wilderness for 40 years. And after that, God take them out across again to the other side of River Jordan, to cross River Jordan to Canaan, the promised land. The Lord made them cross the Red Sea. The Lord made them cross the River Jordan. Two crossings. Two miraculous crossings. One, the crossing of salvation from Egypt towards the pilgrimage to the Holy Land. They failed. Secondly, from the crossing over River Jordan, the crossing of consecration, where at Gilgal, they learned that their sins were rolled away after 40 years, and they were now ready to attack. If you realize that your life has been just a life of wilderness wanderings, it's time that you repent and go to Gilgal, where your sins will be burned, rolled over, and then you enter into the promised land. So this is the history of Israel. Right. In those wilderness journeys, there was a reminder of this. All those over 20 years old must die. And it must remind us of ourselves. Romans chapter 7 verses 18 to 25. Paul said, all the good that I want to do, I do not do. All the bad I do not want to do, all the good that I want to do, I do not do. All the bad that I do not want to do, I do. Oh, miserable man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of death? Chapter 7, verse 24 and 25, he says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. What was he referring to? He was referring to a murderer whom the Romans would punish by taking that the corpse of the murderer or the murdered person and tie it to the murderer's back, and everywhere the murderer would go, the corpse that he murdered would be there at the back. Oh, miserable man I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? And so the wood people were wandering in the wilderness, and there was this body of death ever hanging upon them until all those over 20 years old died. And then those under 20 years old were ready to go into the promised land. God has his ways. We must not fool around with him. There was a recurrence of defeat after they heard what Moses had told them, that God was displeased with them and God wanted to punish them by making them wandering for 40 years. Then he said, oh, now we will go. We will attack. We will attack. Chapter 14, verses 40 and onwards. We will attack the enemy. And Moses said, no, you don't. Why? Because the Lord will not go with you. Why? Because the Ark of the Covenant will not go with you. Why? Because I will not go with you. They were without the Lord's presence. They were without the Ark, the symbol of His power and presence. They were without their leader. Moses was not there. And so God said, Moses told them, don't. But they said, we will go. And they went. In verse 44, verse 45, they were conquered by the Amalekites and by the Canaanites. When you are without the Lord in your Christian walkway, when you are without the presence of God and the power of God, this is what is going to result. The years that the locusts have eaten. Right. How to correct this? The Lord told them how they could remedy the whole issue. Chapter 15, verses 38 to 40. Speak to the children of Israel, tell them to make tassels on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and put a blue thread in the tassels of the corners, and you shall have a tassel that you may that you look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, that you may not follow the color tree to which your own heart and your own eyes are inclined. 40, and that you may remember and do all my commandments and be holy from your God. God told them to make a cord of blue in the fringe of the corners of the garments, ever to remind them that they must remember and do the commandments of the Lord, ever to remind them that they must be sought not after their own heart and their own eyes, to do things that their heart desires, to do things that their eyes desire. No, but to look up to God and to allow God to guide them and to lead them in their lives, and to reveal their God, that God, He is the one in control, He is the holy God, and they must be holy. And so we find that the blue cord is ever a reminder to them. And for us, it is the Bible before us. The Bible is ever to remind us that we have a God and we must obey Him. Right. So these were the lost years spent in the wilderness for the children of Israel. Now, we come on to the study of the lost years in Judges. We all have been studying the book of Judges. And I hope that as you study the book of Judges, you will pay attention to the time when Israel was sent into slavery and the enemies came along to dominate them. And the years that they were in slavery were specially and specifically recorded. Now, let's compare the history of Israel from the time when they came out of Egypt and up to the time when King Solomon built the temple. Now, it's recorded for us in 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse 1. And it came to pass in the 480th year, after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziv, which is the second month that he began to build the house of God. Now, that would be 480. And in the fourth year of Solomon's reign would be 3 years before that. So the history of Israel coming out from Egypt to the time when Solomon built the temple will be 483 years. The fourth year has not passed, so we cannot count the fourth year. So 483 years, as far as God was concerned, was the history of Israel from Exodus right to the time of the building of the temple. Keep that in mind, please. 483 years. Now, there therefore seemed to be a discrepancy as to the record which we find in Acts chapter 13. Now, if you care to look at Acts chapter 13, you may see what I mean. In Acts chapter 13, verses 18 to 22, we see how the history of Israel was recorded. What? They were in the wilderness, and chapter 13, verse 18, they were in the wilderness for 40 years. You check and see that it is correct. They were under the judges for 450 years. Chapter 13 and verse 20. They were under King Saul 40 years. Chapter 13 and verse 21. They were under King David 40 years. Oh no, it is not mentioned in chapter 13, 22. But if you refer to 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 11, you find that Israel was under the king, under King David for 40 years. Now, add up all these years, plus the 3 years under King Solomon before he built the temple. Then it will be 573 years. Keep that in mind, please. 573 years against what the Spirit had recorded with regard to the same parallel history in 1 Kings chapter 6 as 480 years, 483 years. So there is a discrepancy. Some Bible scholars, when they see this discrepancy or this difference, they say, "Dad, the Bible is wrong. The Bible is not accurate." Here in Acts, the history was recorded as 573 years. But in Kings, the history was recorded as 483 years. There is a difference. Well, let's go back to Judges now. You have been studying Judges. So let's look at the Judges. Remember, 573 against 483. Right. The discrepancy explained. The years of Exodus to the fourth year of Solomon's reign, reckoned in Acts 13, as we found out, was 573 years. They reached the years of national servitude when the children of Israel were taken out of captured by their enemies and were dominated by them, and they became slaves. In the book of Judges, let us calculate these years. Judges chapter 3 verse 8. They were under Mesopotamia for 8 years. You can check that in your Bible to see that what I've written is correct. Judges chapter 3 verse 14. They were under Moab 18 years. And you have studied all these already, because you have already covered up to Judges chapter 6. Under Canaan, 20 years. Judges chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. Under Midian, 7 years. Judges chapter 6 and verse 1. Under the Philistines, 40 years. Judges chapter 13 and verse 1. At Upris, 93 years. These 93 years can be reckoned as years eaten by the locusts, because they were under slavery. They were under the dominion of alien enemies and empires. 93 years away from the Lord. And that's why, during this record, there was hardly anything written. Right. Please remember, 93 years. Now, let's see how this is to be reconciled with what we have studied. The years of Exodus, the fourth year of Solomon's reign, reckoned in Acts chapter 13, chapter 13, was 573 years. The years of servitude in Judges, as we have just found out, is 93 years. Now, do a calculation. Hence, the years which counted in God's sight in 1 Kings chapter 6 would be 573 minus 93, that will be 480 years, as recorded in 1 Kings chapter 6 in verse 1. Those were the years that God counted. The 93 years, when they were away, they were all lost. Lost, eaten by the locusts. Although their relationship with God was still right, but they were all lost. Lost because they backslided. Lost because they disobeyed. Lost because they did not have faith. So, 573 minus 93 will give you 480, and that will be the same as the 480 years in 1 Corinthians, 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. Now, that should give you a reminder of what's happening in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 to 15, when one day we shall be judged. I'll come to that later on. Now, somebody who may be sharp may also point to Judges chapter 10, verse 7 to 9, when the children of Israel were also under servitude, the slaves. But it was not the whole nation. It was only the tribes which were living beyond River Jordan. They came under servitude. Therefore, that was not a national servitude. Therefore, we should not count those years. And therefore, the 93 years still would be the years that we should officially reckon with, and not those years when the two and a half tribes beyond Jordan were enslaved. Right, let's go back. So, years were lost years. Years that the children of Israel have lost. Years eaten by the locusts. 40 years in the wilderness, lost, eaten by the locusts. Why were they defeated in the study of Judges? Now, I have no time, I just have to go through. Primarily, idolatry. Judges 3:7. Today, we still face idolatry in our lives. Idolatry, remember, is not committed when we pray to stone statues, but when it is committed in the heart. Ezekiel 14:3 and 4. 1 Corinthians 10:14. When it is covetousness, we still have covetousness. And in Ephesians 5:5, Colossians 3:5, the Bible says clearly that covetousness is idolatry. Then again, idolatry is a corruption of the flesh. And today we find that many, especially young people, are involved and taken up with a lot of corruption of the flesh. And you go into the internet, you go into the magazines and the publications, and you see the temptations for the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh. They are there. And the pride of life, which is amounting to the covetousness. And so we find these things are still present. Idolatry was the one that took them away from God and made them slaves to their enemies. Years that the people have, the locusts have eaten. This was typical of our past life. Bring not the past life into our present life. Oh, that we might go back into Egypt. Oh, that we might have the leeks and the onions and the flesh in Egypt. Priesthood. Those are past. Israel longed for that, but we should not. And as a result, their years were past, eaten by the locusts. Now, very quickly, this will be covered in detail next term when you all study the all things in the future. But just to show you that there is this concept of the gap of the lost years again. Now, the prophecy of the 70 weeks in Daniel is a wonderful prophecy that there will be 70 weeks, not weeks of days, but weeks of years in the prophecy of future events that will come to pass. When the prophecy was made of 70 weeks, they were divided into three sections. They were divided into 69 weeks, and then at 7 weeks, 62 weeks for the first 9 weeks, and then the last week, the 7th week. Now, of course, all these would be in years. The weeks are not days, they are years. 7 weeks will be 49 years, 62 weeks will be 44 years. And if you take all this into consideration, you'll find that the first two sections were fulfilled to the very letter. But the third week, the third 7 years, was not fulfilled at all. In fact, there's still future. In other words, there is a gap. Again. Now, because this prophecy concerns Israel, we find therefore that as far as God was concerned, Israel's history was reckoned with before the cross. The 69 weeks. The 69 weeks, at the end of it, would be the crucifixion of the Messiah who was promised them. They said, crucify him, crucify him. And they said, let his blood be upon us and our children. They were cursed, they crucified the Lord Jesus Christ, and as a result, God took them out from his reckoning. And then he brought in the church. Until they would be punished enough, then he would restore them the years the locusts had eaten. And he would punish them in the last week before they would become, they would see the blessing of the Lord after the 7th week. All that you are going to study next year in the assembly. So, let me repeat very quickly. The history of Israel would begin with Abraham, right through. And then at this juncture, when they crucified the Lord Jesus Christ, their history stopped. And God suspended dealings with them from the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ to the time when Christ will come again. But in the meanwhile, while the years separating the first coming of Christ and the second coming of Christ were eaten by the locusts, God had introduced a new people into that parenthesis, the years of grace for the church. And so we find that the church has come in the reckoning of God's dealings with the people. Israel was suspended, but God will restore the years that the locusts have eaten by punishing them through the great tribulation, and then later on restoring them into blessing again. But in the meanwhile, now Israel has been suspended. In the meanwhile, now the church has been introduced and the church is in assistance. Until such time when the Lord Jesus Christ comes and the church will be raptured into heaven and we shall be there. And at the end, we shall come together with the Lord Jesus Christ at the end of the great tribulation, and then the kingdom of blessing will be set up in heaven or on earth. This you will learn in great detail next year, because I do not want to go into it. Right. So, we see therefore that today we need to be careful, that we do not crucify Jesus Christ afresh. And that is a possibility. Because they crucified the Lord Jesus Christ, they were suspended. We must pay attention to the claims of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 7, 21, 23. People who come to the Lord Jesus Christ, we have done all these things in your name. We have prophesied in your name. We have cast out demons in your name. We have done all these things in your name. And the Lord said, I know you not. Because they never have a relationship with God. They never have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's just activities, activities, activities. Those would be the years that the locusts have eaten. Luke 6:46. Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say unto you? And so, today, the challenge of the cross comes to us. If any man will come after me and follow me, then he will be my disciple. We must follow the Lord Jesus Christ by not denying the cross of the Lord himself. So, in conclusion, what do we know about the lost years? They are years spent in pleasure and leisure without God, and therefore they are lost. Years that we spend after our heart, after our eyes, they are lost because they are not for God. Years spent in compromising and backsliding are lost. Years where we have become disobedient. Years that we have not shown faith in the Lord. These years are lost. Years spent in self-seeking service without God are lost. Those years that we have backslidden, those years that we have gone away, they are all lost. Years that the locusts have eaten, past and gone. Years spent in self-seeking service without God, one day we shall stand before the Lord Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ. But this is not for our salvation. It's to test our service. And at that judgment, some people will suffer loss, some people will be rewarded. It will be a judgment on our service, where our works will be tested, whether they are gold, silver, precious stones, or they are just wood, hay, stubble. Gold, silver, precious stones, though small in quantity, but big in quality, they will stand the test of fire. Wood, hay, stubble, big in quantity, but small in quality, they will be burned up, and they will be all lost. So these are the people who will say, we have cast out demons in your name. We have prophesied in your name. I know you now. They will be cast out, burnt in the fire of test. Works shall be burnt, and he shall suffer loss. The Christian will face the judgment seat of Christ, and he will suffer loss, but he will not be lost. He will not be lost. Please note that his salvation will still be intact, but he will not receive any reward. No more reward for him. Chapter 3, verse 15. But he himself shall be saved, yet as by fire. What does it mean? He will be saved. He will go through the test as by fire. When fire burns in this building here, you all just run out. You don't get anything with you. You run out. And if you are without clothes, you are without clothes. And there you are, naked before God. Saved. You are saved. But everything is lost. Years eaten by the Lord. Therefore, we need now, as we realize that if we have not been serving the Lord, we have not been in the right relationship with God, we need to confess, and the Lord will forgive us. We need to consecrate and commit ourselves to serve Him, and the Lord will restore us. We need to commit, and the Lord to reign over us, so that He will be Lord of our lives. When we do this, then the years eaten by the locusts will be restored to us. Having been challenged now, therefore, let us rise. Let us rise to the challenge that we may no more have our years burnt or eaten by the locusts. How do you spend your days? How do you spend your years now? And how will you spend your days? How will you spend your years in the days, in the weeks, in the months, and in the years to come? The people in the book of Judges. In those days, there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Are you wanting to continue in this condition? When all our days are passed away in thy wrath, and we spend our years as a hill that is tall, just like vapor that rises into the sky and it disappears. Will that be your life? Will that be my life? We need to consider. Or will it be a year crowned with God's goodness? May the Lord bless you all. And for those of you who had a desire to take down notes and could not do so because I went so fast, you have a chance to do so by visiting the website. All these things will be in my website together with what I'm saying. All the things that I say are recorded and put on the website for you to refer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence this morning. We thank you for the remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for what he had done for us on the cross. This will challenge us to bear the cross and not to deny him. Lord, forgive us if the years we have spent have just gone up in vapor. Years that have been eaten by the locusts. Help us to come back to thee so that today onwards our years will bear fruit. And we may see the Lord controlling, guiding our lives. That we will go into the promised land where thou hast promised us with blessing and fruit. Lord, bless us, we do pray. Challenge us, guide us, lead us on, that we may be what you will want us to be. Because we ask these things in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.